Blackstone presents Striking Back, The End of Peace in Cyberspace and How to Restore It by Lucas Kellow. This book is read by Matthew Brenner.
Introduction. The Evolving Menace of Technological Aggression. 1972. Prelude to Our Times. Marcus Wolf, the Stasi's chief of foreign activities, needed one thing to execute his plot: a viable target for bribery and blackmail among West Germany's politicians. It was the spring of 1972, a turning point in Cold War relations. Willy Brandt's election as Chancellor 3 years earlier had produced a relaxation of tensions in Europe under the mantle of Ostpolitik. Brandt's signature foreign policy delivered notable spoils to the communist bloc: a non-aggression treaty fixing the location of contested borders in Eastern Europe, formal recognition of Poland, commercial ties that could fuel economic growth, and a cross-border transit agreement. A calmer and stabler continent on which to pursue greater integration and arms reduction was in the offing. Gone were the decades of intense standoff, not least over the troubled status of West Berlin. Wolf and his political masters worried, however. Spoilers in the Bundestag threatened to ruin the mood of conciliation and deny communists their prizes. Chief among them was Bundestag opposition leader Rainer Barzel of the Christian Democratic Union. Sensing an opportunity to replace Brandt as chancellor, Barzel prompted a parliamentary vote of no confidence in the government. He opposed Brandt's economic opening and diplomatic rapprochement with the East. Communists throughout Europe looked on with concern. The cherished Ostpolitik was in peril of parliamentary derailment. And so began Protect Brandt Week, an information campaign headed by Wolf under Moscow's instructions. The aim of the operation was to infiltrate the political firmament in Bonn and save Brandt, or rather his policy, by disrupting the confidence vote. The very future of East-West relations was at stake. Wolf found his target in Leo Wagner. The Bavarian Bundestag member from the Christian Social Union hardly fit the code name Lion that was given by his Stasi handlers. Wagner's recruitment by the Stasi played out over
Sample complete. Ready to continue?